A lot of people are so don't let their kids do things. And it's nice when people, realize that what our interpretation of the world isn't necessarily kids' interpretation of the world. And yeah, I think that's cool that your mom took you guys to see that.
It was, and also like talking about not, you can talk to kids or you can not talk to kids. That's your choice. The kids can have the experience with you, or they're gonna have the experience. And that's how I feel about it, 'cause I'm so against drugs, and I know that drugs are in the schools. And that's, you can ignore the fact, or you can talk to your kids about it.
And deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, well, now we're on the topic of kids and drugs. Yeah. And I think that you realize when you want to share things, you realize that maybe certain things are too much for kids. Like Steve showed his kids Super Troopers. And actually, I don't think it was that bad, but like his the other people in their lives got upset that they saw that.
Isn't that funny how that is?
Yeah, and it's because they were repeating things about certain scenes, like when the one guy goes, "Who wants a mustache ride?" And
Oh no. Of course, the kids have no idea what that is.
don't really know what it
They have
means.
no clue what they're taught, what the adults are
Yeah,
talking.
but there was a girl without a top on and she's bouncing around, So of course they're talking about that, not that they really know
Right.
what that was. And then one of the other kids, he wanted to see Zombieland. So I said, "Okay, we'll watch Zombieland." And then he was scared.
I was scared after Zombieland. I didn't even finish watching it. I made Matt, I had to go potty. He had to go potty with me. I told you this. I didn't, he said, "Really? You really want me to go?" Because he just thinks it's a goofy movie like you do. Whereas I'm with your stepson. I was scared. And I said, "Baby, rule number three, never trust the bathroom. You have to come with me."
So I like it when they would put the rules up as they're doing it. So like there's these words hanging in the air as they're, like
Yes.
cardio when he was running through the park. They
Yes.
were chasing him around and around. They had no strategy.
No, I didn't, because you really liked it. Matt really liked it, so I was like, all right, because I wouldn't ever have watched it, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. And like I said, we were like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes into the movie, I was like, where are the jokes? He said, "You're missing the jokes. The whole thing is funny." No, it's not.
Well, there's a lot of shows I won't watch in the horror genre. In fact, there's more now I won't watch than there used to be. And now they just seem to be really gross and scary. So it's not even just, and I can't say there isn't grossness in Zombieland. Most of the grossness is at the very beginning. When the opening credits.
Yeah.
And then you don't see a lot of people eating people or anything. So they kept the grossness kind of at a minimum. But you see these straight up horror movie previews, and even the commercials are gross and explicitly scary. It's like I was listening to a talking about zombie movies. I was listening to an interview with the guy who did Night of the Living Dead. What is his name? Romero?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about the difference between his zombies, which he didn't apparently he didn't initially call them zombies. He called them something else, but that was the word that caught on when his movie became popular. And the new zombies, and how his were slow, lumbering. They were only really dangerous if there was a big group and you were alone with them, and whereas now they're like superheroes, they've got super strength and they can climb walls. And I mean, you look at 28 Days, which I haven't seen in these movies, but I've seen the previews. These zombies are like, they die, and then they gain superpowers. It's like, what?
Matt actually really liked 28 Days. I didn't ever see it. Matt can watch movies like that, and I can't.
I
But,
can't.
well, Matt has to watch, if he comes to bed like at 3 in the morning, I know that he's watched two movies. That means he's watched one scary movie or gross movie, and then he fo always follows it with a comedy. And that just recently happened. He watched Inglourious Basterds, And he couldn't go to bed with the images of Inglourious Basterds in his head, so he put in a comedy before he went to bed.
Like Bill and Ted, or
Yes.
yeah, I have to be careful because even eerie stuff will.
That's how I watch Coraline. Oh, I do not like Coraline.
Coraline. Oh, you don't like it? I love it, but it is something that
Creepy.
I have to watch during the day.
Yeah, and I think that's by, let me check, but I think that was written, the original book was written by Neil Gaiman. It was a horror book written by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, it was a little kid's book. I remember seeing it at the bookstore. It
Is it
was
it's
the
a it's a little kid's book? I thought it was an adult book. I
No.
don't know. I don't know actually.
I think I remember seeing it as like a big picture book.
And it was in the kids area? Because it is a creepy movie.
It is, and what's funny is that it's not scary in the sense of a lot of scary movies that are out there, but it's so creepy.
It is very creepy, yes.
Yeah. And after we watched Zombieland, I said, well, I didn't realize he was scared yet. I was like, well, do you want to watch Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, that's funny.
No, I don't want to watch that. But then he's like, yes, I'm scared, I'm scared. He goes, but maybe we could watch Coraline. I said, maybe you don't need to see that one first. Might not be the best choice right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
I love
won't.
the cat, though, in Coraline.
The cat? Yes.
So cool.
It's got, I don't know, it's got neat ideas, but it's too creepy for me.
It is creepy. And I
So.
can actually handle creepy as long as. You know, there's so many movies out there where it's just a setup to slash, slice, and dice, you know? And so it's just a matter of, like, you know, I never really watched any of the Friday the 13th, but it seems like horror movies are going in that direction. It's just a setup to slice and dice people up or eat
Yeah.
them or whatever. And so I can handle Coraline because there's none of that. And all the creepy stuff is implied and not
Right.
shown, you know? So, you know, it wasn't monsters that are waiting under dark alleys and you go down to the basement and they grab you and drag you into the stairs and you never see the people again. You hear this, you know, it's like, oh my God. And then smacking as they, you know, it's just like, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Well,
this is not my cup of tea.
the two horror movies that I really liked recently, I say recently, it's in the last decade, but I really, really enjoyed them. And I don't watch horror movies, but I thoroughly enjoyed The Sixth Sense, and I thoroughly enjoyed the others.
Yeah, I like those.
And I wouldn't consider, because neither of those was, now they did have some of the gruesome effects in The Sixth Sense, showing the people after they were dead, after how they got
Yeah.
killed.
And they were
But
kind of creepy.
yeah, but and I the Sixth Sense, both of those were really scary to me. I thought I got scared in both of them.
I did too. But I liked them.
Oh, I liked them a lot. They were awesome.
Yeah.
But I won't watch those other ones. Like
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
I have, and Shaun of the Dead, I can actually see as being. I can see the jokes in that one, but I still was like, well, this just isn't my thing.
Yeah.
I can't handle gruesome stuff very well at all.
At least the zombies in there were kind of slow and lumbering and
Right.
you know, they weren't like yeah. So I yeah. There was one a long time ago called House when I was still in high school and it was about a haunted house, but it was a comedy horror. And I really liked that one. It had the guy from The Greatest American Hero.
I see. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know any of these.
And I like that one a lot.
1986. House, Ding Dong, You're Dead.
And but it was kind of that Zombieland, Shaun of the Dead type of comedy. And I liked that one. So, and I remember accidentally being, well, I wasn't accidentally at the place, but they put on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I know, I was stuck there too. I was just like, no!
Was it a double feature or something?
No, I was just stuck at the house. I didn't have my own transportation.
Oh, I see.
We were hanging out at somebody's house.
Oh, I see. I see. So someone else said, "Hey, let's watch this one next."
Yeah, something like that. And it was horrible. It was a horrible movie, and I think they must have only spent like $100 on it. But it was awful. Ugh.
At least you can say you've seen one of those movies that's kind of a, what do you, how can you say, it's just part of our pop culture.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, I did that one summer. Like, I don't know if you've ever done this, but I spent one summer reading all these classics and one summer watching all these, like, referenced movies. And I have to say that it was painful.
Really? Okay, give me an
Yes.
example of like a referenced movie that was painful to watch. Besides, I guess Chainsaw Massacre is actually one of them, but anyways, what's another
Yes.
one?
Eraserhead.
I don't even know what that one's about.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. It was so awful.
So was it awful?
Was horrible, and I think it was by the guy who did Twin Peaks or something.
I like Twin Peaks a lot.
Yeah.
That's one of the few. I don't watch movies of that genre. Oh, David Lynch. There you go. Director and writer, David Lynch. So, what was so terrible about it?
Oh, you know, it was like watching modern art.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to you, it was just like watching a modern art painting. It was horrible. And it was completely, it was nothing but symbolism. And I really couldn't figure out what the storyline was about. And nobody said anything really. And it was black and white. And just odd things were happening. And like they zoomed, somebody was sitting on a bed and looking at the radiator. There was like a radiator at the window. And then they zoomed into the radiator, and there was like this whole bizarre stage in there with all these people doing bizarre performances inside the radiator. And then giant sperm were falling, and then they zoomed in. I don't know. I just don't know, and I'm still traumatized to this day by
By
the.
Eraserhead. Well, here's the cast list. There's Henry Spencer, Mary X, Mr. X, Mrs. X, beautiful girl across the hall, lady in the radiator,
See, that was she was on. She was on the stage.
man in the planet, the boy, the boss, pencil machine operator.
Oh, it's a, here. It's a surreal horror film, and it was horror for me. Yes, it was awful. The film follows a short period of life of Henry Spencer, a printer on vacation, and he was on no kind of vacation I ever want to go on. Henry discovers that his estranged girlfriend, Mary X, has given birth to a bizarrely deformed baby. He marries her. In a tumultuous and brief time living together, Mary leaves Henry, who then cares for the ill baby himself. A bizarre sequence of events ensues, including visions of a woman in Henry's radiator dancing and stomping on small tadpole-like creatures, a tryst with the woman across the hall, and a dream sequence in which Henry's head is used to make pencil erasers.
Okay, and this is out of, let's see, out of 25,000 votes on IMDb, it got a 7.4. Makes me wonder what Rotten Tomatoes thinks of it. Let's find out. Remember, this is Rotten Tomatoes who slammed our beloved Speed Racer.
Yes.
Let's see what I say. Rotten Tomatoes, they gather all the reviews, and
Yes.
let's see what it thinks of Eraserhead.
Yes.
Do,
Do,
do, do,
do,
do,
do,
do, do.
do. Oh, Angel, it was quite an experience. He
My
got a
gosh.
grant to do it for $10,000, apparently, from the
On Rotten Tomatoes, it got 90%.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah.
So we know what to think of critics' reviews now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I think, like, with critics, they have to watch so much that anything that's a little different, they're excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well. They can have a racer head and I'll take Speed Racer. So on IMDb, 7.9 out of what?
Out of 10, I'm 7.4 out of 10. And those are user votes. Those are people logging in and vote. So those are just people who use IMDb, use
Yeah.
IMDb users.
I'll tell you what. I'm definitely not the mainstream because
Let's see what Speed Racer got.
on IMDb?
Yeah, out of those are just user votes. That's me and you. Let's see what me and you gave it.
Okay.
6.3 out of 10. So less than Eraserhead.
Yes, because it's so deep, Eraserhead. If by deep you mean it makes no sense and it's dark and stupid, yes, it's deeper.
Wait a minute, you're a PhD student. You're gonna get kicked out. I hope no one listens to this that goes to your school. Your professors are gonna fail you. She likes Speed Racer and not Eraserhead.
I guess my podcast would be categorized in the speed racer category, and I probably would get a 1 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, poor Speed Racer, 37% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well,
So wrong.
it is wrong.
Because another one that people didn't like is, which I really like is, we've talked about this before, is Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yes.
I love Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
But they're kids' movies, and people don't seem to really like kids' movies much.
Okay, I have another story for you.
Yes.
So, Lily, last night, 20%! Shark Boy and Lava Girl got 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm telling you, stay away from Rotten Tomatoes. The only reason I go there is because sometimes the reviews, if I don't want to watch the movie, they'll have a synopsis, and I'm like, okay, no, it's bad.
Or maybe you don't want to watch the movie since they tend to hate movies. It can validate your own belief.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, so the kids were picking their movie last night, and they picked Strawberry Shortcake, which straw ba 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 berry. But anyways, they were picking Strawberry, and the one they picked is a little. They had two little princess stories, and we were teasing Matt. I said, "Baby, you don't want to sit here and watch Strawberry Shortcake with the kids?" And he said, no, I have work to do. And I said, so I'm sitting here and I'm playing. I'm sorry.
I have to stick barbs in my legs. No.
Yes, exactly. I need to go dance on roof tacks, so I'll get right back to you guys. So anyway, so we're in here and I'm playing video games on my pewter, and he's right next to me at his pewter doing his work. I said, I actually like this. He said, you like strawberry shortcake. I said, yes, it's got a really nice message. If people would listen to the kids' stories, they've got excellent messages. And they just come to the scene where that's the crux of the first princess story, where Brambleberry, they all got names.
Yes.
Brambleberry had her feelings hurt, and she did something really awful and hurt everybody. And then Prince Huckleberry is talking to her. I said, now listen to what he has to listen to what he says. And he says that it's so easy to get when you get hurt, when you get your feelings hurt, it's so easy to jump from being hurt to being angry to hurting other people when you're angry.
Yes.
And I said, that's a message even adults need to hear.
Yeah, it is.
And he said, okay, I'll revise my he didn't say my idea about strawberry shortcake. He said, I'll revise my idea of you liking strawberry shortcake.
I'll allow for that.
But I think that's what it is people get. Now, I admit the strawberry shortcake can be a bit hard on the nerves with the little high little voices. You know, they all talk like this. But if you listen to the stories and you listen to the messages of kids' movies, they're awesome. They're really.
All these stories that get high marks on these things that are really like Eraserhead, I don't get them and I'm not really into them. But sometimes I think it's maybe because you know that they never have nice messages or good stories. And maybe people get cynical or something and they just only relate to cynical, non-happy things. I don't know. I'm just like throwing things out there because the stuff I've seen that people really like, there's a show called Palindrome. Have you ever? I
No,
haven't seen it.
I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Eraserhead off in the side, you know, the fringes. But it got a lot of positive, and it's to me it was a horrible story. horrible. And it was about a girl who was 12 and wanted to have a baby. So she was just out there trying to get pregnant with anybody that would have sex with her. And in each scene, she's played by a different person. So sometimes she's played by like a older black lady, sometimes by a younger guy. I mean, they had all these different people playing the girl. So it's just bizarre. But it was given like positive. And there's quiet on the
I'm looking it up, because I didn't. I hadn't. I
It's
think.
cricket. We should put sound effects in here. We can have like little crickets in those.
Yes, we should, and we need both to have access to them.
Yes.
42%. Palindrome's got 42% on the tomato meter.
Which is higher than
Shark
Speed
Boy,
Race.
yeah, and Shark Boy and Lava Girl got 20%.
And that's what?
Yeah, I don't. Because there's some movies that are very cynical, but I really enjoy them. Like Fight Club, I really loved Fight Club.
I just watched that again the other day.
Oh,
It's
see,
so
I
bizarre.
it's so bizarre. Yeah, but isn't it good? I mean, if you look at I saw two movies right in the same year that had the same thing. It was Fight Club, and it was American. Oh, the one with all the flower petals falling.
Beauty, American Beauty. Yeah, I
Right,
like both of them.
and they had the same message about the men becoming very disaffected with their families and with society and how they dealt with it, the older men. And they both were very, I thought, very cynical, but I really enjoyed those movies
I
a lot.
did. And I think it was very, they were very human. These other movies that I see are not very human in my perspective, like Eraserhead and Palindrome. The characters are so bizarre that I can't even relate to anything they're talking about or doing or anything. I don't get it at all.
Okay, wait, I have a challenge for you.
Okay, challenge me.
Try to think of an art house movie that you did enjoy.
I liked it had and this was a horror movie, but it didn't have, I mean, it implied a lot of things, and there were scenes that were really hard to watch because the characters themselves were watching evidence of bad things that had happened. So you didn't see the film, but you could hear what was going on and stuff. But it had Jeff Goldberg playing the devil. It's called Mr. Frost.
Mr. Frost. Okay, what did you like? And it was and was that bizarre like many of the art house or student movies?
No, but it was all very psychological, and a lot of they caught him as a serial killer. But as the movie went on, you start to think that he's actually evil incarnate,
Oh, that's
and he's
interesting.
just taunting the psychiatrist that is studying him, and before he goes to trial and everything. And at the very end, you get the impression that the evil passes from him to her. So it's like this, he's just a vessel for the evil.
Wow, that's very interesting. I couldn't watch it. I can't watch stuff like that, but at least it does sound like an interesting movie.
Yeah, it was really interesting because there was something very human, and to me, there's something very human about being scared of stuff, and there actually being real evil to be scared of, and when people tell a story like that, it's very intriguing to me without all the gore and the stuff, So
Right.
I like that one a lot.
The one that I liked that actually what we went to an art house see it was the Dolby Theater
Yeah, I
in
love
Austin.
movie theater.
We and it was showing forever, so finally we're like, it was me and Jean. Finally, like, well, let's go see this. Everyone's, it's been there
I think I know
forever.
what you're going to talk about.
Hands on a Hard
Yeah,
Body.
I love that movie. I loved it.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, and I bought it.
Did you? You bought it? I don't think Matt's ever seen it. I'm gonna have to show it to him. It's very Texas.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's much better at the theater, though. It's kind of like Rocky Horror Picture Show. It was much better at the theater.
because the because the everyone around you's laughing.
Yeah. But it's still hilarious.
It's good, isn't it?
I love that movie. And the other one I liked like that was the Talking Heads movie.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. That one I really like talking about the Texas, very being Texas oriented.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? I love the I know which one. I'm just gonna look it up in a moment. The one I like their really bizarre
Fashion show.
right in the middle. Yes.
And they were also, you know what it was, the funniest part is they were also sincere. Like, they played their characters in a very sincere way, and you're just like, oh. When they were talking about the highway in the town, you know, this is a little town, and they put loops in the highway for exits and stuff, and so they gave it a name like a roller coaster. Oh, that was so awesome.
I'm trying to find the name of it. It's gonna. Where is it? Oh well, it's David Byrne that did it. And
I have that one too. And I love that. True Stories.
True Stories. That was it. Yes, that's a very good movie. Especially if you live in Texas.
Yes.
It's kind of like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There's one part in Pee-wee's Big Adventure that is just close to every Texan's heart, and that's one is when he's. He asked for the basement in the Alamo, and he said, "There's no a basement in the Alamo." And then also when he's at the road, and he says, "What do you
Yes.
remember?" And he says, "I just remember the Alamo." And everyone goes,
Yeah, that was a good movie too.
I didn't know, but that's by what's his name. We're getting into the podcast. Why don't we just do what's his name playing what's his thing doing that movie?
We'll make it like a whole Eraserhead podcast. Mr. X playing
He was playing
the
the girl.
boy. In Talking Heads, one of my favorite, the thing that I remember the most was when he, you know, the guy, was it Burns, right?
David Byrne?
Yeah, and he's kind of the narrator guy. He's the guy going through the community,
Yes.
and he's so straight man. And he said, he made the comment, it's like, and Texas, the largest exporter of prefabricated metal buildings. And I was like, it's true. And ever since then, every time I drive around Texas, I'm just like, that's all I see. Voices in my head. The churches are made of prefabricated metal buildings.
Put the false front on the front too.
Probably cost more than the whole building itself. Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. And the couple who hadn't spoken forever. Do you remember that? That was a really nice family with the girl and the boy, and he was having dinner with them. But the mother and father hadn't spoken for years. But they were so polite and nice. And the father would turn to the son and say, "Son, will you please ask your mother to pass the salt?" And he would be like, "Mother, would you pass the salt to me?" And she'd pass it. And it was just like this, such bizarre. Yeah, that was a good movie.
I'm gonna find sound effects for us.
Any other tangents?
Let's see. We've covered sex, Texas,
Hope we covered everything.
drugs, drugs in the school system.
I went to a wedding this past weekend, and their theme was very tropical, which I thought was cool. And they went on their honeymoon to Hawaii, which I thought was awesome. I'm just going off on a tangent because I don't have anything else to talk about. But it was a lot of fun. I was at this hotel that's kind of an, I like the old Florida stuff because these hotels are like family resorts. They have a little water park in it, and they're on a beach with a big giant blow-up water slide. And then there's a pool where families can go, and then there's a pool for adults only. And there's little tiki bars all over the place. And you can rent these little paddle boats that go through this winding river through the resort. And
That's
they
very
have
cool.
all of it's on site. And they had, our room had a fully stocked mini bar.
Oh my
I haven't
goodness.
seen that since I was like 10. I love those old style things, you know? They're very cool.
Matt's getting very, boy, okay. Now it's just me and you talking at this point. I hope y'all find this interesting. But Matt has gotten very good at making margaritas and pina coladas. I told him that he's now in danger of becoming the bartender at all our parties.
Steve is a great margarita person.
Oh, it's a good
We should get
margarita.
them together and have a margarita contest.
Wouldn't that be fun? We should totally do that. Especially with the World Cup coming on, you know? And America and the US are in the, I'm excuse me, America and the US. America and England are in the same group.
I'm so oblivious, I didn't even catch it when you said that at first. Britain and the United Kingdom.
They're in the same group too. Actually, for the World Cup, all the different countries within the United Kingdom break up and each represent their own country. So,
You know, I would go to a cup party at your house if you had one.
it's the we actually because they're the big game, the big game for Matt's work is the American England game, and they are going to do that. They want to have a big party because it's on a Saturday, that one.
Right.
And
See, I better go because I know that you're not going to be sitting there totally absorbed in soccer the whole
no.
time. So I could actually have fun watching a little soccer and then hanging out.
It you can't really hang out that much because we last time we went to a little pub and it was full of expatriate English,
Ah.
all wrapped in their flags, singing their song, you know, Ingolon, Ingolon,
Hey, you know, on another tangent, now that we're on like 50th tangent, but when I was in Belize, we went over the border to Guatemala, and this was during the like 94 World Cup or something like that. It's when I first became aware of how big soccer was. Because we were in Guatemala in a really, really, really poor part. And we were at this little marketplace where it was like just dirt and these little prefabricated metal like stands. And people, these very poor people, had extension cords and TVs in their little stand. They had like extension cords running from all the way across the market into their thing so they had a TV to watch the soccer game.
That's what they're doing up at Matt's work, because it's not just Matt, there's several of the guys up at his work that are really into the World Cup. And so they're getting it all ready to have it on in the conference room. Because it's taking place, a lot of the games are taking place during the day, and they have their laptops ready so they can go work in the conference room whenever whatever team it is that they're supporting is playing.
Well, I think maybe we should end the podcast now.
I think so.
We're talking about soccer. I think we've run out of things to talk
Considering that we don't really watch soccer, play soccer, think about soccer.
We do know it's a game. We involve the ball.
Have to say the soccer players are hot if we're going to talk about hot guys like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, they're very hot.
Yes, they are. There we go. We care about soccer.
I care.
They get more women spectators if they, you know, went shirtless. That's all they have to do.
And they don't wear padding anyway, so why wear a shirt? That's what I think.
It could be skins versus the shirts they could trade.
Did you hear about this league, this football league they just started? There's seven teams, I think. They're starting one here in Orlando. Just this year, they're called the Lingerie Football League. And they're women that wear lingerie and play real football.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That is funny. Yeah, so okay, before we quit, just one other
And
tangent.
they're really sh a good shape. That's why I was thinking of what you were saying. Because they're in actually really good shape and they really play football, but they wear lingerie. Well, they wore more like what you see the sand volleyball girls playing.
Okay. Oh my goodness, there's going to be lots of men watching that. They're going to
I
clean
think
up.
there's going to be a lot more injuries in this particular.
They are going to clean up.
Yeah, and they're like the Miami Calientes and You know, they have all these sexy
Shit.
names.
So we were just one more really quick thing. We're never gonna get off. We were at the gym, or what they have music videos, and the Pussycat Dolls came on. And I have my earphones in, so I don't listen to the music that's on there. That's, with the music videos. So I just got to see the images, and I'm watching the Pussycat Dolls. I'm thinking they're not selling music. Those women are not. The Rolling Stones sold music. The Beatles sold music. The Pussycat Dolls not selling music.
Not at all.
No.
Well, the Spice Girls weren't selling music either.
Ah, see, my husband listens to
No, it
this.
doesn't mean I don't like really poppy music. I do really like poppy music, but they weren't selling music.
I think Thieves. Have you seen the Pussycat Dolls?
I probably have, but they don't sound all that familiar. Let me.
Yeah, look up Pussycat Dolls and go to Images. And it's a lot different, I think, than even the Spice Girls. Like I said, these women are not. I think the Spice Girls were selling music, but also they were selling image. The Pussycat Dolls, they're selling, I don't know. I don't know, boobs. I don't know. Leather. I can't figure it out yet.
Maybe they took the Spice Girls and said, we have to make it take it up a notch because that's already been done. Oh, yeah.
Need about 10 women. And all they're ever going to wear is, let's say, bondage and discipline clothes.
Yes.
What
And high-heel boots.
about the music? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Hang on. And then
That'll
they're.
happen.
What?
That'll happen. Don't bother us with the details. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, they say sex sells. I guess it's still true.
Yeah, but why would you bother buying their music? I can understand buying their posters, or I mean, why would you ever buy their music?
Is any of their music fun?
I haven't even heard it. It doesn't even look like I would. I don't know. The way they're being marketed, I can't imagine it's any good.
I don't know. You know, I don't even know if I've heard their music. Let's see if it goes.
I was about to ask how old your stepsons are. I bet they've heard of them. If they're the right age. They're your
They're
size.
10.
I don't think they're old enough yet. In
Okay,
another
let's
4 years, they'd go, yeah, the Pussycat Dolls. I know who they are.
Oh yeah, I know who they are.
Have you heard their music? What? They do music? I didn't know that.
Don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's see. Bottle pop. Here's something that sounds like. Have you seen the Fanta Girls? That cracks me up.
Yeah, I do like the fancy girls.
That cracks me up.
I like it when they do spoofs. That's one of the
Yeah.
things they did a spoof on, like the Pussycat Dolls, that kind of group. They did that with the Jack in the Box commercials.
Oh, did they? Oh,
Yes, it was so funny.
I can't hear it when I'm on this thing. Okay. I'm playing a video, but I can't hear it because my speakers aren't working. Maybe that's for the best. I don't know. Maybe my computer's protecting me.
That's
All
really
right, okay. I think we should end.
okay.
Because now I'm just looking things up online.
Yes, we are. Surf with us, listeners. Are you by a computer? Look up Lingerie Football League.
Yes. Yeah, this was purely a rambling podcast, more so than normal.
Hey, so I do have one more question. I find it interesting that Florida is has a lingerie football league. I thought you guys are known for your retirees.
Well, you look at Miami.
That's true. Yep,
Yeah.
Miami.
And
Okay.
Orlando is a family place. But, a big Disney everything. So it depends on where you go. They come here at certain times a year. So,
Oh, I see. And the what, snowbirds?
yeah.
Yeah.
But now Florida will have two teams in the lingerie football league.
Really? One wasn't enough, huh? And there's only
Oh,
seven
yeah,
teams
apparently.
total?
I think of all states, Florida's probably the biggest state for entertainment. You know, it's geared very much towards entertainment, tourism, stuff. So that fits right into that whole entertainment type genre.
Okay. All righty then. Well, before we start surfing on something else, I guess we'll end
Bye, listeners. Listen to listeners.
right, goodbye.
Thanks again for joining us on Benign Chaos as we take a rambling journey through the universe. I'm Shalri.
And I'm Angel.
And we bid you adieu.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
And farewell. Until next time.